Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deb Calvert is here. I'm good to have her back. She's certified as an executive sales and executive coach. She's a certified master of the Leadership Challenge and instructor of the Sales Development Principles, the president of People First Production Solutions, and the author of a brand new book called Discover Questions, Get You Connected. It's all about putting your best foot forward, folks, making those prospects and customers want to do business with you. She's our good friend, Deb Calvert. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to have you back. So, as you know, and as my audience knows, I've been selling to start out selling to consumers, but most of my career has been B2B. And it's fun doing business with other businesses. I like it. And of course, you can never stop learning how to get better at it, can you?
No, I agree with you so much, right? If you can be a continual learner, you'll be nimble and you can keep up with the way the world is changing, the way our buyers are changing.
Well, and their expectations are changing, aren't they? And that's one of the main things. And it's not just the expectations are not just about consumers. That's the reason, you know, when people talk about consumers, I say it's not just consumers, it's all customers have different expectations. Their expectations, I should say, are evolving, aren't they?
Well, yeah, you know, here's the thing. Our customers in B2B, they're also B2C consumers.
Right.
They get conditioned by all that wonderful customer experience that retailers and others are putting big money into providing. So then they come to us and we, in B2B, typically haven't had the same level of focus and attention to the customer experience, but they expect it because they got it elsewhere.
Right, absolutely. So one of the things that I think is worthwhile is to do anything, to learn anything, to study anything, to spend whatever time I have to spend to make myself be different, differentiated, have an advantage over my competitors, and not just from what I sell them, but from the relationship I have with them. And that's what your book and your work is all about, isn't it?
It is. We researched B2B buyers. We talked to 530 B2B buyers about the behaviors they wanted to see from sellers.
Hmm.
So just, you know, tell us, what would make you be more willing to take a meeting? What would make you more likely to buy? And we know these 30 behaviors, they come from the Leadership Challenge, that's what we measured, and their leadership behaviors different from traditional, stereotypical selling behaviors, but buyers are all over this, and then we get them rank ordered, so we know exactly what they prefer.
Right. So talk to us about that. Tell us more.
Yeah, so many of your listeners will have been familiar with your book, and you talk about the moment of relevance.
Mm-hmm.
This study talks very specifically about that concept, the moment of relevance. How do I, as a seller, become relevant and really differentiate myself in a very positive way that causes the buyer to say, yeah, that's the one seller that I want to talk to, the one seller that isn't like all the others. I actually look forward to talking to this one. There's value created every time I talk to him or her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the overarching theme. And I expected we might see something like that. I do a lot of field coaching and research. I talk to a lot of buyers, and I have been for 20 years doing that. But it was like coming through like in a megaphone, so loud and clear, these behaviors. And one of them that popped up very close to the top was this one. And the words, every word in this is pretty important, so I'll break it down. But the behavior is the seller engages in two-way dialogue with me as he or she strives to understand my needs.
Hmm.
So talk about being relevant, right? First of all, engaging.
Right.
that means that you're occupying someone's attention, that you're attracting and holding fast that attention, that they're involved and they want to commit to something with you, right? Engagement suggests a whole lot. And the seller's doing that first before the buyer does. So the seller engages with me in two-way dialogue, two-way, back and forth, allowing an exchange. Both mm-hmm. are sending and both are receiving signals. And when we look at the comments, which are really elucidating, right, the comments talk about this two-way exchange quite a lot. Hathaway just did some research. I was talking to someone over in Denmark yesterday with Hathaway, and I thought this was super interesting, Jim. So Hathaway and spin selling in the U.S. apparently looks very different from the latest versions of spin selling and what Hathaway's research tells us in Europe. And just like my research, what they found is that it's no longer adequate to be asking questions and conducting a one-way sort of diagnostic needs assessment. That one way, I'm asking you questions, you're giving mm-hmm. me answers. Buyers don't tolerate it much. It's got to be two-way. So in spin selling, they now no longer teach just, you know, like this one-day program of asking questions, four different types of questions. They've expanded that to talk about listening and empathy and conversational skills. It's what I've been calling for the past couple of years a dialogic needs assessment, not a diagnostic needs assessment.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, open up that dialogic thing. Define that as you see it.
Yeah, okay, so dialogue. Let's think about what is that. That's this two-way. It's an exchange of ideas, an exchange of opinions, an open forum to discuss frankly. It's a conversation that gives an equal platform to both parties. So a dialogue, to contrast it, diagnostic, that's like when you go to your doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? You want to describe all your symptoms and you want the doctor to ask you some questions to help
right.
you understand. And you want to be heard because, you know, you have a pain or a problem.
Right.
But instead, the doctor comes in, asks you three quick questions and writes you a prescription. What you are looking for, because we always leave a little bit dissatisfied unless
right.
you're a very, very good doctor. Yeah. That dissatisfaction is because we didn't get a chance to
mm-hmm.
have the equal platform to
mm-hmm.
talk about our ideas, to exchange them back and forth.
And the thing,
buyers.
The reason why this is so important, folks, and we've talked about this on the show before, is buyers want, they're not looking for vendors, they're looking for partners, aren't they, Deb?
They are.
Because they don't have time.
Well, I said this
they
thing.
Don't have time to sort through all the vendors. They need to find, mm-hmm. once they find somebody that can be a partner, that saves them. That's a best practice to have someone like that. And I think Deb's onto something with this dialogic approach. And we're going to develop this a little bit more after these messages with our good friend Deb Calvert. The book is called Discover Questions That Get You Connected. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.